Gam Hashina Vahanikima. It's going through the mitzvahs between man and man that also are very difficult to be totally clean of, because there's so many nuances and so many details of how you have to be careful of these mitzvahs. The next two he's going to talk about is Sina, Lo Sisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, that you're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart, hate another Jew, and Nekima Lo Sikom Velo Sitor, you're not allowed to take revenge. So before we go into what he says, let's see what these mitzvahs are specifically. Let's start with Sina, since that's the first one. Lo Sisnes Achicha Bilvavecha is an argument exactly what this Isser is. The Rambam learns that the Isser is only if you hate somebody in your heart. But if you tell them you hate them, you're not over this issue. You're not Makayim V'Ahavta Kamocha. You may be over embarrassing somebody, insulting them, hurting them, whatever. But you're not over hate. Hatred is only if it's in your heart. But if you go to somebody and say, hate your guts, you're not over this issue. Hatred doesn't mean that you have to hate the person's guts. It means that you have a separation from them because you don't like them. And even if you don't talk to somebody for 3 days because you don't like them, you're over this issue of losisna sachich. That's called a soni. So hating another Jew is also according to the Rambam, as long as you don't verbalize it, you're over the Isser. If you verbalize it, you're not over the Isser. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. The Isser surely is if you verbalize it, but you're even over, you don't say anything, you just hate the person in your heart. The in your heart is a chiddush. Even if it's only in your heart that you hate the person, it's Isser. Surely if you tell the person you hate them, it's Isser. The svar of the Rambam, why it's only Isser if you don't verbalize it, there's a few different svaras. One is that if you hate somebody in your heart and you don't give them a chance to explain themselves, there's never a chance that it's going to finish. But if you tell the person you hate them and you explain to them why, right, then they have a chance to apologize, they have a chance to explain that you made a mistake, and it can come to can be resolved. Another reason is that when you don't verbalize it, it festers and it's much more serious. When you say to somebody, I hate you, you hate them less than before you said it. Right? Just the contact and the getting it out of your system, ventilating it, makes it less. But when you hold it inside, it festers and becomes much more intense.
We're okay with him.
He's
verbalized it.
Oh, so save it for Purim. Another reason is that if you don't tell somebody you hate them, and they think that you don't hate them, they're not going to be careful around you to say things that they wouldn't say if they knew their enemy was listening. And therefore, what's it called? By telling them, at least you're giving them the ability to be careful of you and not to do things around you that they wouldn't do, and knowing that somebody doesn't like them is seeing and hearing what they're doing. So those are some of the reasons why the Rambam holds that only if you hold it in are you over this Isser. If you verbalize it, you may be over other Isserim, but not this one. Sina, we've explained in the past, does not mean that you hate somebody's guts. It means that you feel detached from them, that you don't want to have anything to do with them, and you know, can't feel about that like another Jew like that. Because eventually, if you don't want to have anything to do with them and you feel detached, it could lead to mamish, the feeling of hatred. But like we said, if you didn't speak to somebody for 3 days because you don't like them and you're detached from them, that in itself is called a sone. That's your overlosis and sachich v'vavecha. So you have to feel a camaraderie, you don't have to love people for who they are. You just have to love about the fact that they're a Jew who has something in common with you. You may not like the person's personality. You don't have to like everybody's personality. People rub you the wrong way, right? You can dislike their personality. But you can't separate yourself from them and detach yourself from them totally, because you have to love the fact that they are Jews who are similar to you in mitzvahs. That's what you have to love about them. You don't have to love who they are, but what they are. And therefore, you can't detach yourself from that. And if you do, you feel detached from another Jew, right, where you don't have anything to do with him, right, then that's over, you're over this this iser of lo sisna. And that's called sinas chinam, because unless there's a good reason why you hate somebody, the only good reason is because they're a Russia. They've done an aveira, you know for sure that there's no mitigating circumstances, there's no don the kafschus, you know for sure they didn't do tshuva, they did it benezid, you're allowed to hate somebody for that. Because then they've separated themselves from you. But with great conditions about that also, that's the only situation where you're allowed to hate somebody. Or it's according to some, to mitzvah to hate them. And there are men. It doesn't mean hate their guts. It means to feel detached from them, because you're detached from what they did. Right? You don't want to have a connection to people who are over averus b'mezim. Don't do tshuva on them. So with that, you're allowed to... You're allowed to hate an apikoris, you're allowed to hate a mummer, those for sure. Okay. Nekima and Netira are the following. They have to do basically with mundane things. A classical example is, you go and ask your neighbor, can you borrow their lawnmower? And they say no. So you go out and buy a lawnmower, because they wouldn't loan you theirs. Next day, your neighbor comes to you and says, could I borrow your lawnmower? So you borrow the lawnmower. My mine just broke, and I could use yours. And you say either one of two things. No way, over my dead body, will you get my lawnmower. I only bought this lawnmower because you didn't loan me yours. You're not going to go out and buy your own lawnmower. Right? That's called nekima, taking nekama, I'm taking revenge. You can't do that. And pashas, even if you don't say a word, you just don't give it. You're over this issur, with the stipulation that you're not giving it only because he didn't give you yours, his. But if you're not giving it because you think the guy's going to break your lawnmower, and you don't loan your lawnmower to anybody, because you don't loan out things that people could break, then you don't have to vidavka loan it to him. You're just not allowed to hold it back because you're taking revenge. But if you have a good reason not to give it to him, and you're sure that that's the reason you're doing it, then you don't have to give him the lawnmower. You don't have to loan it to him. If you're not sure, you should do it because it may be nekima. And you don't have to tell him you're not doing it for revenge. Just taking the revenge is usur. Then there's netira. Netira is much different than nekima. Nekima is where you don't give him the lawnmower. Netira is, he comes to you and he says, loan me the lawnmower, right? Even though he didn't loan it to you yesterday, and that's why you went out and bought a lawnmower. And you say, I'll loan you the lawnmower because I'm not like you. Right? That's netira. You've held a grudge. So here, there's a shaila whether you have to say that in order to be over the issur. Or even if you think it in your heart, some people hold, you're over. You have to give it to him if you're going to give it to him. If you don't give it to him, like we said, you don't have to give it to him. If there's other reasons why you're not giving it to him, that's fine. But if the reason you're not giving to him is because of the nekima, then that's nekama. If you think and you give it to him, but you think in your heart, I'm not like he was, then you're bearing the grudge, even though he doesn't know about it. Still also, according to some opinions. The Rambam says, depends on the reason for it. The one reason of not taking nekama, or netira, which is the same thing, you're hurting the person and telling him, I'm not like you, right, so I'm holding the grudge. One reason is because it shows that you really don't feel a connection to the other person. Because Yerushalmi says, what happens if a person has a hammer in his right hand, and he's holding a nail with his left hand, and he's banging the nail, and by accident, right, he hits his finger instead of the nail. No idiot would grab the hammer from his right hand into his left hand, and bang his right finger, because you get revenge. What are you taking revenge on yourself? It's ridiculous. So a person realizes another Jew is himself. You don't take revenge, and you don't take Natira either. But that's only if it affects the other person. But the Rambam says another idea. The Rambam says the reason is that life is too short, and there's too many more important things to worry about than if the guy loaned you his lawnmower or not. Forget about it. It's not important enough to put in your mind. If that's true, then it applies whether the other person knows about it or not. You shouldn't have held this in your mind. Your mind has, it's like, you know, filling up your computer with a bunch of irrelevant things, and there's only a certain amount of memory that it has. So if you fill it with garbage, you're not going to have a good, effective computer. You fill your mind with all these narishkeit, this one didn't do this, and this one didn't do that, and then that's what occupies your mind. You're not going to be able to think about the more important things in life, because you're worried about these, all these trivial things. So forget about them. They're not worth worrying about. If that's the case, the issue has nothing to do so much with how it affects the other person. It's you're holding the grudge. You're taking the revenge that you shouldn't be like that. And therefore, it doesn't, even if the other person doesn't hear it, you think it in your mind, you're still over. Because you filled your mind with something that you should have forgotten. It shouldn't have bothered you. But something that's important, somebody did something to you that Taka is more than just didn't loan you a lawnmower. Not mundane things, right? Mile deshmaya. Somebody did something to you and hurt you spiritually, or even what's it called? Embarrassed you, insulted you. Those you are allowed to take to heart, and it could be there's no issue there of taking revenge or bearing a grudge. But we're talking about really, not on the chaver, mundane things, monetary things like that. That is where this issue applies. There may be things that are important enough for a person to take revenge. In fact, sometimes it's a mitzvah. It says a Talmud Chacham who doesn't take revenge, like a snake. It's not a Talmud Chacham, because we're talking over there where somebody's mevazeh kavod haTorah. So that's not a trivial thing, and it's not your kavod. It's the kavod haTorah. So how can you be mochel on somebody who's mevazeh kavod haTorah? So there, if you don't take revenge, it means you don't care. So you should care about that. If you don't care about your lawnmower, that's good. If you don't care about kavod haTorah, that's not good. So it depends what we're talking about. Okay. So those are the issur of Sina and Nekima. And next week, like we said, there won't be a shir. The week after that, Amir Tzashem, there will be a shir. And we'll continue with the Nesilas Yesharim and going into the details of Sina and Nekima and how you can be over these things in the most subtle ways than just what we just said now, in the more obvious way.